nothing that rocks.
Danger zone. Danger zone. Hey, good morning. 8:13 at the Brackets, Hunter.
What's up, dude?
You made it. Made it. I made it so good.
Yeah, sorry, I had to run home quick and get the dogs out.
Come on, can I say something about that's why I have cats. You can literally go on like a month vacation and just like, but come
like
back.
Like we talked about yesterday, they'll eat your dead body.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have that though than, I don't know.
Did you
see the dog that bit the girl's face off the other day?
Yeah, but that was a dumb girl doing a dumb thing. No.
Screw your dog.
Your cat is literally just waiting for you to die so he can eat you.
That's fine.
What a great animal.
That's fine. I'll be dead. I have no idea.
It's a circle of life. Now, your cat's going to start before you're like, I'm not dead yet, cat. Get out of here.
Get off. Actually, he does. He bites a lot.
That's him doing a taste profile. Mm-hmm. You see a cat at the end of the bed with a salt shaker, salt and pepper shaker. Like, I'm just salt and pepper to taste.
It's like a Looney Tune cartoon, you know? He's over there sharpening his nails. Is that Tom over there?
He's got a skillet. Yeah. He's got some olive oil cooking in there. He's ready to go.
He hit me on the top of the noggin with the frying pan the other day.
He's got a bottle of Chianti he's going to have your liver with.
Oh, God. Meow. Is he going to put me in the basement, too?
Meow, meow, meow. Puts the lotion on his skin.
Yeah, your cat is going to straight up Buffalo Bill you.
That's fine.
Oh, man. Anyway, it's 8:15. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
I sure hope that cat likes bones.
I know. It's just like, this guy's nothing.
It's like a bone soup.
Of course, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the business.
It's okay.
Business. My business. What's that from?
That's
let's loot him.
Luda. My business. My business. What?
Stupid.
I don't know. I got this one.
You learn that Luda likes to stretch syllables.
It just makes the songs longer.
That's how he raps.
Let's see. We got to fill 3.5 minutes. If I extend biznass, we'll get to 3.5 minutes.
Eight times, I could fill a whole song. No, I love Luda, man. He kills it.
Let's do this one. These are criminals of the future, Hunter.
Oh.
Criminals of the future. A guy went into Walmart in Winter Haven, Florida earlier this month.
No,
and he was,
dude, that's where my family lives.
Winter Haven?
Yes.
No joke?
Yeah, for real.
Let's see what the guy's name is.
Winter Haven, Auburndale.
I don't know what the guy's name is. We're going to figure this out.
Oh, my God. Is this my cousin?
He was wearing hover shoes.
Hover shoes?
I don't know what those are. If you're not familiar, they're basically powered roller skates. You have one for each foot, and they propel you around. You can get a pair for $200.
I haven't heard of this.
Well, the guy hover skated around Walmart as he filled up his cart with $551 worth of stuff, mm-hmm. including paint, a trash can, a car battery, bouquet of flowers, a Roku TV, and fantastically, one of those motorized hoverboards.
Oh, okay.
So the guy likes to hover. Then he hover skated out of the store without paying.
Oh, boy.
But once he was outside, he committed to transportation of the future stopped as he loaded his stuff into a late 90s Nissan Maxima.
Oh, sweet, bro.
Did anybody you related to down in Winter Haven have a Maxima?
I don't think so.
He drove off. The cops are trying to track him down. Well, here's a video.
So hang on. So you're saying the 97-year-old guy at the front door couldn't stop him?
No. So here he is. Look at this video.
Nice.
Hovering in. All right. Gets it done. Boom.
I had no idea they had these.
This looks fake, dude.
Are these electric roller skates?
They're electric roller skates. He's just hovering around, pushing it.
Well, I guess I'll have a pair on Monday. Thanks.
Yeah, if you get a call from one of your family members from Florida, like, hey, dude, I got a great deal on all this stuff. what's your address? I'm going to ship it to you.
Bro, we talked about you on the show.
Is that your cousin?
No, it's not. No, no.
Hunter's just saying that. That's his cousin.
No.
He looks just like you.
No. No, that's not my cousin.
No, it's my grandpa.
That's my grandpa, bro.
Damn it. I didn't know Grandpa was so good on his hover blades, man.